Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain's surprise vote to leave the European Union sent shockwaves across global markets as it ushered in a new element of uncertainty in a world already plagued by weak growth. Banks took some of the biggest hits, and Britain Lloyds tumbled 21%, RBS 18.8%, and Barclays 7.7%. Omar Eisner is a market analyst at Commonwealth Foreign Exchange.
So far, central banks have said that they're going to be ready with liquidity to backstop financial markets. During periods of heightened stress in global markets, we tend to see liquidity dry up, and that can lead to huge swings in prices. It can lead to situations of even higher volatility like we saw in the wake of the financial crisis. So we've seen indications that global central banks have been, at least behind the scenes, preparing for a potential Brexit.
And as for stocks, markets worldwide plummeted on Friday. This week, thousands of Eritreans gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, to both support and protest a new UN report alleging the leaders of the Eritrean government have committed crimes against humanity. Hundreds of Eritrean refugees gathered outside African Union headquarters in Ethiopia, protesting the alleged crimes back home. Report now goes to the UN Human Rights Council, which will decide whether to adopt a resolution on the issue. U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Obama expanded the authorities under which troops can attack insurgents. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect American ground forces who were protecting Afghan forces when they were faced by overrun by. Fierce fighting has erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to Islamic State staged coordinated attacks on Afghan security forces and outposts as well as civilian areas. Clashes in Nangarhar province left at least 30 militants dead and several others wounded. Pope Francis denounced again Friday the World War I era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide as he met with Armenia's president.
Quella tragedia, quel genocidio.
The Pope said, sadly, that tragedy, that genocide, he said, was the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. Francis delivered a major speech at the presidential palace in Yerevan after visiting an Armenian cathedral where he urged all Christians to unite to prevent religion from being exploited and manipulated. There was no immediate reaction from Turkey, which promptly recalled its ambassador to the Vatican after Francis used the term genocide last year. President Obama spoke at the World Global Economic Summit at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. There he urged young entrepreneurs to expand and broaden the benefits of the world's interconnected nature. Mr. Obama said the young innovators told them that the world has shrunk. He says it is interconnected. He said innovators are catalyzing and also accelerating that interconnection despite its challenges and the fear it awakens. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he will vote for Hillary Clinton in the upcoming November general election. The senator said stopping Republican Donald Trump from entering the White House as president is one of his main goals. Sanders continues to campaign and speak at rallies across the nation, even though Clinton secured in early June the number of delegates needed to become the Democratic Party nominee. He dismissed the idea that he should withdraw before the Democratic convention. After a five-year journey, the spacecraft Juno is nearing its destination, that is the planet Jupiter, where it will enter polar orbit, and it will also be spinning back data through starting on July 4. Scientists at the U.S. Jet Propulsion Laboratory say that Juno will pierce the dense clouds of the planet, a gas-covered planet, and offer insights into the origin and nature of not only of Jupiter, but of the whole solar system. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again, my friend, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. Festival season is upon us, and on this edition of Jazz America, we'll highlight some of the major performances happening soon in Montreal, Quebec, in Canada. It was 37 years ago that two young friends, André Menard and Alain Simard, got together and said to themselves, let's create a jazz festival here in our hometown of Montreal, Quebec, and bring people from all over the world to enjoy performances inside the beautiful concert halls in the Place des Arts, which is in the center of Montreal. Many different indoor venues where wonderful performances happen year-round, and also set up stages outside for free shows so that anyone can come and enjoy music made by artists from all over the world. Well, they have realized a brilliant dream, and for these 37 years, it's become one of the great festivals of each and every year all over the world. And on this edition of Jazz America, we'll highlight some of the performances from some of the artists who'll be performing this year in Montreal. Let's begin with the first big show of the year, and that features the legendary Wynton Marsalis and his Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Here's a cut from their latest release, Live in Cuba. They recorded it there in 2015. And from that wonderful performance, here's Bearden the Block, composed by one of the members of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, Chris Crenshaw, and featuring a host of great players who performed in Cuba on this song, which was written for and dedicated to the great artist, Romar Bearden. Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra beginning this edition of VOA's Jazz America as we take you to Montreal. Thank you.
Of the roof, the bridge is on mine. Steam engines roll by, the bridges fall down, and so do my dreams. Oh, you hear me calling your name. The bridge is your time. Your engine rolls hot. If the bridges fall down, don't lose your head of steam, young man. Too far, but baby, you are the family star. I'll tighten your seams. Don't lose your head of dreams. Boy, you hear me calling your name. The bridge is your time. Your engine rolls hot. If the bridges fall down, don't lose your head of steam. Young man, I'm counting on you. And oh, 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 young man, I'm counting on you. Get me to the other side. Hey, 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 hey. Mm-hmm. This foot pound pressure is new. Whatever you do is up to you. But do me this, do. Don't lose your head of dreams. Young man. Young man.
The great vocalist Gregory Porter from his new release, Take Me to the Alley. Maybe he'll be singing the song you just heard, Don't Lose Your Steam, as he performs on opening night, the 29th of June, in the beautiful Théâtre Maisonneuve at the Montreal Jazz Festival 2016. He's just one of the great vocalists who'll be performing at the festival this year, and many great events will be happening. One of a kind of performances, and in the case of Larry Coryell, it'll be the second coming of his wonderful band from the Jazz Fusion era, the 11th House. I had a chance to talk with him at the 2013 Montreal Jazz Festival for a long time. We sat down in his hotel room, and the topic of his great band, the 11th House, came up in our conversation. Here's some of the things he had to say about that, and then at the Detroit Jazz Festival just last year, he told me he was putting together the reunion of the 11th House featuring trumpeter Randy Brecker, and they'll be performing in Montreal this year. Here's Larry Coryell, and we'll follow that with the 11th House live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland.
There were so many great guys in New York to choose from. When 11th House first popped in your head, I gotta have my own group, that's gonna be more seriously jazz and do the things that I have going on in my head right now. Can you tell me a little bit about how you went about putting together that group to begin with?
The 11th House?
Yes.
Well, it was a difficult decision because I had Steve Marcus playing in my quartet prior to the 11th House. But I wanted to get somebody. I wanted Randy Brecker.
Yeah.
So we got Randy. And with Randy and Alphonse Mouzon, I thought we had the three of us were strong enough to gain more attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Steve Marcus was still one of the greatest. I mean, Wayne Shorter was great the other night.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, man, he wasn't as famous. Steve Marcus wasn't as famous because he was, in Buddy Rich's band most of the time.
Mm.
But he was right up there with Wayne, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Incredible, especially the way he played on that record I made that had Roy Haynes on it called Barefoot Boy.
Yeah.
His soloing was unbelievable.
And then that breakthrough album in 74 at Montreux, that must have been just a magical moment. I know we're kind of looking back in the past, but this is fun to me, and I hope you don't mind just recalling that moment.
The one that had the 11th House?
Yes.
The live record?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a great record. The band, most of the time a band will sound better when it's recorded live.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, nowadays every band is recorded live all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows up on YouTube the next day.
Yeah.
But back then that was a rare thing. We'll be right back.
The original Larry Coryell and the 11th House, with Larry trading licks on his guitar with trumpeter Randy Brecker on the song Rasputin, recorded live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland in 1974. Maybe they'll play that song again in Montreal this year. One of the traditions at the Montreal Jazz Festival is for an artist to perform in more than one performance. And that is the case with one of the young trumpeters today from New Orleans, Christian Scott. He'll play with his own band, as well as in a duo with Charlie Hunter, the great guitarist, and with vocalist Liz Wright. Here's Christian Scott from his album Rewind That on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. Christian Scott, the great young trumpeter from New Orleans, his uncle, Donald Harrison. He learned his lessons well from his uncle, the great saxophonist. And there's a real connection between New Orleans musicians and the Montreal Jazz Festival. A number of them perform every year. And in fact, they begin each day at the Montreal Jazz Festival with a New Orleans-style parade right through the center of the city. We'll give you some more music from another group from New Orleans in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows, with a subject line, Happy Mornings. Hi, Russ. Let me take this opportunity to congratulate you for giving me a hope to wake every Saturday morning just to get on board on the jazz show. I am John Bosco Atwuki Mutasa, a Ugandan living in Britain. And again, thank you for the show. Send my Ugandan friends in America my lovely warm greetings, and especially my brother-in-law, James MacDonald, in the UK, and my lovely family, Seuss and Breeze. John Bosco. John, thank you so much. My pleasure to send those greetings to your friends and family. And speaking of the UK, at the 37th Montreal Jazz Festival, in one of the glorious free outdoor concerts, the English pianist and vocalist Jamie Cullum will be performing. Here is Jamie Cullum right now with Sackawoe from his latest release, Interlude, to begin this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
Screaming 'cause I'm suffering so. Lifestyle dealt me such a terrible blow. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Misery caught me and I'm feeling low. Trouble follows me wherever I go. Just a sack of woe. Trouble's one thing I understand. Seem to be part of me. Misery and me go hand in hand. Never ever let me be. Sure as I'm born, one thing I know. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. Thank you.
screaming cause I'm suffering so. Lifestyle dealt me such a terrible blow. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe, woe. Misery company and feeling low. Trouble follows me wherever I go. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe. The trouble's one thing I understand. Seems to be a part of me. Misery and me go hand in hand. Never ever let me be. Trouble I'm born, one thing I know. The bag I'm in is just a sack of woe.
Thank you.
from their album Move Your Body, the great band that was formed by a group of high school classmates back in 1993 in New Orleans, the Rebirth Brass Band. And Move Your Body, the album Rebirth Makes You Dance is the name of the song. Hope you enjoyed that. And there'll certainly be some dancing when the Rebirth Brass Band plays at the 37th Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal. And as I mentioned earlier, there's quite a connection between New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, and this beautiful city in French Canada, Quebec. Well, not only will Rebirth Brass Band be there, but a host of other New Orleans musicians too, as always, including trombonist Trombone Shorty, who was an original member of Rebirth Brass Band, by the way. Another of the greats of jazz history, NEA jazz master Kenny Barron, will be performing in three different shows on the 5th of July with his trio, with his special guest along with his trio, Elena Penderhughes, and in a duo setting on the 3rd of July with Lionel Luweke. Here's Kenny Barron to join us for some conversation. We'll follow that with music from his latest release with his trio here on VOA's Jazz America.
The Philadelphia soul sound, you know, came in pop music. There was a big explosion of pop music that came out of Philadelphia in the middle 60s to late 60s on beyond. So that's an interesting time period there for someone like you to develop.
It was also interesting because while I was there, I mean, I studied classical piano for 10 years from the age of 6 till I was 16. I was listening to jazz, and I was also listening to pop music, or not pop music, because there was no such thing for us. It was rhythm and blues.
Uh-huh, sure.
So I was listening to rhythm and blues at the same time, which is all those groups named after birds and, you know, the Orioles and doo-wop.
Yeah.
I was listening to that, James Brown, who I loved.
Oh, man, yeah.
So, I mean, that's all part of the experience,
yeah,
you know, listening to B.B. King and things like that. So it's all part of it.
There are so many different facets of jazz that are developing, and as long as you stay true to the essence of the music, you can incorporate the things around you, like Brazilian influence or anything else that's available out there to you. But you have to stay true to that core in some way. Now, I know that Winton, I've talked to Winton a few times about this, and he says that if it does not address the blues and doesn't swing, it isn't jazz. And that may be just a little bit of a narrow sort of way of looking at it, because I think that when you incorporate those other things, maybe it doesn't exactly have the swing rhythms. But
it's hard to be objective about that.
Mm,
you know, swing means something different to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say that swing means chicka-dang, chicka-dang, chicka-dang.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Joe Jones kind of hitting on the hi-hat thing.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean that. I happen to think that Brazilian music swings in its way. Or Japanese music swings, or African music swings.
Mm-hmm.
No, not like American jazz. No, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not American jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to kind of put yourself in that place,
mm-hmm.
you know. And listen to the music from that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start comparing, it's not going to sound like the blues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it all swings. You know, it's all good. You know, B-flat is a B-flat. As you know, it's the same 12 notes, no matter, you know.
I'm going to write that down. It's one of those phrases I'm going to remember. There's only two kinds of music, good and bad. B-flat is a B-flat.
Yeah,
it's only,
you know,
got 12 notes.
That's my feeling, you know, which doesn't mean it's right. It's just my feeling, you know. And I think the music is large enough to encompass a lot of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know. If it doesn't address the blues, what does that mean? You know, does it mean playing blues cliches or licks or, you know, what does that mean, you know?
Yeah, it's a tough one because I ask him, you know, well, what about funk? Because that sure does seem like blues structure to me.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't go with that. And I don't want to start trouble here. I love Winton. I love his playing. I love his composing and, whatever. So I'm not trying to argue with him or anything like that. But, you know, dialogue is healthy.
Yeah, it's important, you know. And then no one person knows everything.
Mm.
You know, the only thing a person can do is express their opinion.
Mm-hmm, true.
And that's all it is.
Opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got one.
From his latest release with his trio, Intuition, the song is Lunacy from NEA Jazz Master Kenny Barron, performing in three different shows at the 37th Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal. Here is another of the great artists who'll be performing there, and I've always said that going to Montreal is like going to Europe without going to Europe. Here is Frenchman Eric Truffaz, the fine trumpeter, with a cut from his album Salua on Jazz America from VOA 1.
All of Me, LG Blues, Joey DeFrancesco playing the 37th Montreal Jazz Festival this year on the 7th of July. More from Montreal next hour.